Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. If all goes according to plan, there will be some new apartments in the city of Marlette in an historic building. The city's zoning board approved a conditional variance for the development of apartments in the former Opera House, which is at the corner of Morris Street and Main Street. A key concern about the housing proposal is having adequate parking in relation to the number of apartments. In other matters, officials revamped the plans for the park project after the bids came in higher than anticipated. The city received a $393,000 Michigan Spark grant, but the bids came in higher than that. To keep the plan for a walking trail that will start at the pool house and then go on to border the Heartland Senior Living Community Complex, some items were eliminated to the proposed plan. To keep the cost down to $396,600, it was decided to place fewer benches and to place fewer lights than what was proposed for a lighted walking trail. Besides approving a new three-year emergency service contract, the Croswell City Council approved a rate increase also. The rate increase for service is necessary as part of eliminating the deficit in the ambulance account. The rate increase is for 35% for fiscal year 2024 through 2025. That increase will generate about $60,000, which is a start towards eliminating the shortfall. The rate of increase for that first year is high as a way to kickstart to decreasing the deficit. The rate of increase for the 2025 to 2026 and 2026 through 2027 fiscal years will be only a 5% increase. The new contract will start on July 1st and run through June 30th, 2025. And for more information on this story, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And we will continue with more news for you here at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board! Get on board!
Despite a small dip in U.S. vehicle sales, General Motors' first quarter net income rose more than 25% on strong deliveries of pickup trucks and other high-profit vehicles. The Detroit automaker said that while its average sales price per vehicle was down slightly from last year, at just under $50,000, pickup sales remained strong. GM said it's not seeing the price erosion across its lineup that other companies have experienced. GM on Tuesday said it made $2.97 billion from January through March, with revenue increasing 7.6% over the same period a year ago to just over $43 billion. Excluding one-time items the company made, $2.62 per share, beating Wall Street estimates of $2.13, according to FactSet. Columbia University's main campus will switch to hybrid learning for the rest of the semester amid protests over Israel's war with Hamas that have roiled colleges across the U.S. University officials announced the move late Monday after more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's New York City campus were arrested last week. Students have protested against Israel's war in Gaza at many campuses. That includes New York University a few miles south of Columbia. An encampment there swelled to hundreds of protesters, and police began to make arrests Monday night. A police spokesperson said he did not know how many NYU protesters had been arrested. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And currently here at the station in Bad Axe, the temperature is 47 degrees with the wind chill 41. Wind speeds are from the north at 13 miles per hour, gusting to 28 miles per hour. The humidity is at 82%. We still have that special weather statement telling us a strong thunderstorm will impact Huron County through 9 p.m. Winds in excess of 40 miles per hour and half-inch hail. If outdoors, consider seeking shelter inside a building.